人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位特殊的嘉宾，他是华盛顿州盲人联合会的义工，那么也是这个协会西雅图盲人联合会的理事会成员。他本人也是一位盲人啊，他是田中慧。我们非常欢迎田中慧女士来到我们的节目。
Good evening. We're very honored to have our special guest here tonight. Her name is she's a board member of United Blind of Seattle Chapter, Washington Council of the Blind. Her name is Megumi. Welcome, Megumi.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
谢谢你邀请我。
我知道，作为一位盲人啊，然后就是能够，维持正常的生活都很不简单。就是，你能不能跟我描绘一下，就是，就是双目失明或者，之后对你生活带来了多大的困难？
I know as a blind person, it might be tough to, you know, live on your own. Could you tell us?What kind of difficulties it brings you because of being blind?
I don't really feel like there is a difficulty for being blind because my disease, retina disease, I was diagnosed 14 years ago, and it's a little by little I'm losing my sight.But somewhat, I tend to adjust every year, every time when there is a difficulty, and I'm trying to make my life as with low vision to live that how that is.
其实呢，我并没有觉得生活有太大的困难。因为在14年之前，我被诊断有视网膜的病变以后呢，我的视力是一点一点逐渐的失去。那我似乎觉得我总是能够适应和调整我自己的生活状态，当我视力慢慢变坏以后，所以我并没有觉得特别的有生活上的困难。
您慢慢的失去您的视觉的过程当中，有没有觉得有点悲伤或者伤心
？Do you feel sad?When you gradually losing your vision?
When I started losing vision, I didn't want to be sad. That was the first thing. I didn't want to be depressed. So I actually started looking for different meditation. That's just something that I wanted to kind of explore because I knew there was a different like a concept that I can find. So, yeah.
当我开始慢慢失去视力的时候呢，我不想悲伤，我不想变得沮丧，所以我开始尝试一些静修、冥想。我知道生活可以有另外一种概念。
Meditation or meditation?
Meditation.
So, you see doctors, right?
Meditation is
静修、
so、I went
就是自己冥想。
I went to look for like yoga meditation,、oh. Zen meditation,、oh. Buddhism meditation.、
Okay.
So, yeah.
开始做瑜伽、禅宗和、佛教的一些冥想、冥思。
那我们还是从您的最开始说起，就是您是来自哪里，然后什么时候到美国的
？Okay, we'd like to know your story from the beginning. Where you from? Where do you move to U.S.?
I was born in Tokyo, Japan, 1962.
我1962年生于日本东京。
And when did you go to
United States? Okay, so when I was 15, my mother kind of sent me to a homestay program in California. Then that was just for summer, and they took this whole homestay program took me to Grand Canyon, and then I was moved to just see the great Grand Canyon, because Japan is not like China. It's a small country, and when you see a Grand Canyon when you're 15 years old, you're just so emotionally moved. And then at that time, I really wanted to study in the United States. So when I was 16, I came to in America for to study.
在我15岁的时候呢，我妈妈把我就是送到一个美国的一个寄宿学习项目，就是整个一个夏天的一个夏令营的项目。那时候呢，我就看到了游览了美国的大峡谷，然后我非常的震撼。因为日本不像中国那么有广阔的土地很大，日本很小，所以当我一个15岁的小姑娘看到壮观的大峡谷时候呢，我就被震撼了。所以我非常想在美国这个国家学习，所以16岁的时候我就到美国来留学了。
然后就没回去过，就待在美国了，是吗
？So since 16, you stayed in the U.S.
So I went to high school and college in Texas.
我在德克萨斯州的高中上了高中，上了大学。
然后大学毕业之后做的是什么工作呢
？So what's your first job after graduate from college?
So I went back to Japan, Tokyo, and at that time that was the big economy bubble. That's 35 years ago. So I got a job since I could speak English. I was working for.American Investment Bank.
我大学毕业以后呢，我就回到日本东京工作了。那时候日本正好经济泡沫的一个时代，35年之前。那由于我会说英语，所以我就在东京为一个美国的投资公司工作。
那您在那里工作了多久呢
？How long did you work in the American Invest Company in Tokyo?
About 5 years.
大约5年左右。
然后您就又回到了美国是吗
？And after that, you come back to the U.S.
Yes. Well, I got married with American. My daughter was 4 years old. Then we moved back to U.S.
我跟一个美国人结了婚。我们的女儿4岁的时候呢，我们搬回了美国。
所以就搬到了西雅图地区吗
？So since then, you moved to Seattle when you moved back to the U.S.
Yes, actually, my first year we moved to Hawaii, Honolulu, for 1 year. Then after that, we moved to Seattle.
第一年呢，我们去了夏威夷的檀香山，然后我们再搬到了西雅图。
太棒了！所以你有一个幸福的家庭。
Great, you have a happy family.
Yeah,
是的。
那就是您。慢慢失去视力之后，对您的工作还有生活有影响吗？
What kind of impact to your life or career when you gradually losing your vision?
So when I was diagnosed, was 14 years ago, and my daughter was already in New York. She was already like 20 years old. So.I only really have to worry about how I didn't have to raise daughter or raise kid. I was working, and my vision actually gradually goes away. So I was working I was driving till 6 years ago. So the first 10 years of my after I was diagnosed, it didn't affect that much. So after when I stopped driving is when it started to realize that, oh wow, I am losing my sight because I had to ride a bus, which it was such a new thing for me. And I'm still losing my sight, so I have to get help from Washington State Department Service for the Blind. They helped me get different tools to work with my like Excel files, computer needs, and different the living tools as well.
在14年前呢，我被诊断出视网膜问题有问题，我的视力呢逐渐的失去。那个时候呢，我女儿已经在纽约，她已经20岁了，所以我不需要抚养孩子。那时候我在工作中，那我的视力是逐渐失去的。在6年前，我才开始停止开车，也就是一开始这个将近10年的时间，我并没有觉得失去视力对我的生活或工作有什么影响。但是从我不能开车开始，我认识到，哇，这个失去视力对我是有影响的，因为我要开始乘公交车，这对我来说是一个新的事情。然后我开始寻求帮助，开始寻求华盛顿州盲人理事会这样一个帮助，获得一些支持盲人的工具，比方说电脑的一些工具，一些 Excel 的一些程序，以及给我生活上提供一些帮助。开始。
所以你得到了就是社区或者说社会还有政府的帮助是吗？
So you did get aid and help from the community and from the government, right?
Yeah, the Washington State Department Service for the Blind really help you get tools to keep your job or even look for a job employment for you.
华盛顿州盲人服务部门呢，确实，给了我很大的帮助。他会帮助盲人，能够继续保留他们的工作，或者呢，甚至呢，寻求新的工作。他们是提供这样的支持的。
这个过程当中，谁对你的帮助最大呢？
In the whole process, who do you think gives you most help?
That's interesting.
Or your family?
I was divorced, so
okay.
Yeah. So I started going to meditation. That kind of made me kind of have a different perspective towards like whole life as a whole.Like, the universe actually is full of energy. Everything is energy and vibration. And what we can see, the tangible things, the materials, it's only a 5% of entire universe, and 95% is energy and like a feelings or something you cannot see. When you think about that, losing 5% is not that big deal. Thinking that way, you just kind of have a different perspective of this world and also a life that you will be okay.
家庭方面呢，我后来是离婚了，但是我通过冥想，就是我从一个不同的角度来体验生活，我觉得呢，生活它就是一个整体，宇宙呢有很多共振的能量，那人们所看得见的物质的部分，其实只占于5%，那95%呢，就是一种不可见的能量，所以我觉得失去这5%根本不算什么大不了的。还是有其他很多事情可以做。
太棒了。
So answer to your question, I'm not saying this one person really helped me. Actually, my partner, current partner, definitely helped me a whole lot because he's just kind of like take me to places. And yeah, I met him after I became blind. So definitely he's the number one supporter. But my friends and also my daughter, they just didn't treat me differently. Maybe because of my personality, I don't get depressed. So I just really didn't get like sad. You know, I didn't tell them like I'm sad or things like that. So that's kind of maybe they didn't treat me differently, because I'm pretty positive about the whole deal. So.
那现在呢，给我最大帮助的肯定是我现在的同伴，他会带我去一些地方，帮助我一些事情，然后还有我的朋友，我的女儿，但是他们并没有特别的对待我，也许是我是一个很乐观的人，我并没有显得忧郁或者沮丧，所以他们对我还是像正常人一样，没有一个特别的对待。
我可不可以问，就是您的离婚跟再婚跟您失去视力有没有关系？
Could we ask, your divorce and your remarriage, are they related to your vision losing?
Right now, I'm not married, but divorce, yes and no. Divorce was, yeah, I just started, well, we had a company, and it was doing really successful. And when you started losing sight, you have a different perspective. And when you are in that situation, making money or being financially successful, it didn't. The value started fades.
作为夫妻呢，我现在是单身，但是从前的婚姻当中，作为夫妻，我们并不是非常成功的一对儿。当我失去视力以后，我开始看这个世界有了一种新的角度。那比方说，一些传统的一些价值的成功，比方说经济上的一些成功，在我眼里就渐渐的丧失了它的光彩，没有了这个价值。
所以您觉得更有价值的是什么
？So what do you think? What's more valuable?
Being happy from the bottom of your heart.
我认为从心底里觉得快乐和幸福是更有价值。
那你现在追求到这种快乐了吗
？So, have you pursued? Have you ever gained this kind of deep down happiness?
I think so, because
it's a little heavy.
Because it is hard to say, but I'm actually kind of positive person to begin with. But when I was, when me and my ex-husband had a company, we were making money, but it wasn't a true happiness. Mm. You are busy and you're constantly like calculating how much money you made today. But I think everybody has a different value. So, but wasn't mine.
Okay. 是的，我相信我现在有了这样的快乐，因为我是个天性就比较乐观的人。我跟我的前夫呢，那个时候有一个公司，但是我们赚钱，也很忙，但并不是真正的快乐，因为我们每天都很忙碌，而且总是在计算着今天要赚多少钱，所以我不认为那个时候是真正的快乐。相反，现在反而有真正的快乐。
挺好，那我们进一下广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话2066217501，2066217501。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
哎呀，忘带钱包了，咖啡你来买可以吗？
当然可以。嘿，你听说我们2019年要加薪了吗？
没有，真的吗？
是啊，1月1号开始，华盛顿的最低工资标准涨到每小时$12了，农场工作也包括在内。拨打866-219-7321就可以向 LNI 了解更多信息。
我现在就打电话，866-219-7321。对了，下次我来买咖啡哦。
欢迎回到我们美国故事栏目。那么今天我们的嘉宾呢是来自出生在日本的田中惠女士。那么田中惠女士呢，其实有一个比较传奇的一个人生啊，就是她15岁就到美国，就是参加一个夏令营，然后16岁就决定在美国留学，后来毕业之后又回到日本工作了几年，但是呢在日本工作期间呢认识了一个美国的她的第一任丈夫，然后就又生下了他们的女儿，然后又就移民到了美国，先到夏威夷，后来到西雅图。那么他们也成功的开办了公司，但是呢在14年前他发现自己的视力越来越差啊，那么也经过了一些治疗，那么一直到6年前他就不再开车也不再去上班啊，就是那原来呢他们自己有自己的公司，6年前他开始坐公交车，现在的视力呢可能比14年前当然更差。那么失去视力之后呢他也在做一些义工的工作，那么他的生活呢也因为视力改变也有多多少少受了一定的影响，但是呢他还是觉得生活比较基本上没有受影响啊，就是还是比较快乐的。那我们呢还是想继续了解就是田中惠女士在这个过程当中就是一些经历啊，特别是我们西雅图很多华人，也有一些华人可能也会遭遇到类似的这种身体疾病啊，或者说类似的或者残疾啊这种遭遇，那么面对这种就是不可抵抗的因素应该怎么办啊。我们相信我们听众朋友通过这样的节目能够学到一些学到一些东西啊。
We would still like to know more about your experience, because in Seattle, in our Chinese community, there are people who like you who have some disabilities or some diseases that need help, and your story is very encouraging and you feel happy, so we would like to know more about your experience, so maybe we can help them.
Sure.I can help.
我想就是还是借这个机会能跟我们介绍一下就是这个组织啊，就是叫 Sight Connection 这个组织它提供什么样的服务呢，然后就是如果有人特别是他们是双目失明之后应该怎么做，然后呢通过这样的组织能够提供什么样的帮助。
Could you please tell us about the organization Sight Connection? what does it do? What kind of help does it offer to people with visual problems?
Yes, Sight Connection is a nonprofit organization, and there are social workers that they outreach to people. And this is one of the reasons I'm here talking to you, that there is an organization that can help blind person who is staying home, then they feel like they are alone. There's so many different events and fun things out there that Sight Connection is the first contact that you can call, and the social worker can help you and find out that person, individual's needs.
Sight Connection 是一个非盈利的组织，它的成员呢都是一些社会工作者，他们在这儿呢帮助人们有这样的有盲人家庭或者盲人提供这样的有服务，他可以告这些盲人呢，他们都是在家里，所以很多外面的一些社会活动有趣的事呢他们不知道，那他们可以联系 Sight Connection，因为 Sight Connection 可以作为他们第一个联系人，他们可以打电话给 Sight Connection， 然后就可以给他们提供信息和帮助。
那找到了这个就是 Sight Connection 这个组织之后，首先应该做的是什么事情呢？
What should we do first after we found the organization Sight Connection?
You can call the Sight Connection, but I thinkthe social worker has their own region, so not the whole Washington state cannot call them, because there's individual, they have their individual territories. So, but I don't know the detail of that, which county, that who is in charge of which county. So first, just call the number that,over here and see if they can talk to the social worker. And but this is Seattle nonprofit organization. So if you can find someone who can speak English, because the person who answers the phone will only speak English, but the beginning, but they can get the interpreter later on.
最初呢你就可以打电话给 Sight Connection。这个我手上一个单子呢电话号码是 800-458-4888, 你可以在他们的网站上 sightconnection.org 这个网站上找到他们的电话。那每一个社会工作者呢他都有自己的服务的区域，所以你先打电话给他们，然后呢就有会指派给负责你这个区域的工作人员来跟你联系。那第一个电话呢肯定是英语接的，那以后如果你需要翻译，他们会给你指定的中文的语言的翻译。
然后要对这个视力进行评估是吗？
Do people have to evaluate their vision first?
First they have ophthalmologist there, so they can go to the clinic. I think that will be the first step.First, they go to clinic, and then they evaluate. Once they are legally blind, then they can get the different services and benefits. So I think the first is to go to a clinic.
好，第一步呢，要去诊所，然后你在诊所得到医生的一个法律上的认可，盲人这样子一个认可，那你就可以获得一些盲人的服务和福利。
然后就是这个组织会帮助就是盲人能够独立的生活是吗？
So this organization can help blind people live independently?
Yes, there's a different program. They have a mobility specialist that they can help you walkOutside of the home, and inside of the house, how to It all depends on how much of your vision that you have. Like, sort of like my disease, it's gradually losing. So they will probably help you get ready for the next step. And some people who had accident and lost vision, you know, instantly, they have a different type of program as well.
这个组织呢有不同的项目来帮助不同的需要帮助的盲人朋友。那比方说有一个呢就是帮助你出行活动的一个项目，那可以帮助你就出行走出家门或者在家里面活动。那这个取决于你的视力的受损的程度。那像我呢是由于我是慢慢失去视力的，所以这个组织的工作人员就会帮助我就是准备好下一步要面临的困难。所以这都取决于你的视力受损的状况。
我听说您因为住在您现在家里有30多年，所以就是即使闭上眼睛都知道到哪里去，然后生活基本上没有什么影响，是吗？
I heard you have lived in your house for over 30 years, so it doesn't affect you to go anywhere in the house or anywhere you want to go in the house, right?Correct.
Right, yeah. Then I'm also, my disease is just gradually losing it. So as I change my vision, you know, I started changing my house. Like, for example, I started putting like a little button, little stickers on a microwave or oven or something that I can touch. And then I changed glasses, like the drink glass, to a plastic because I broke a lot of them. Yeah, so that's how you change little by little your lifestyle.
是的，由于我的眼视力呢是慢慢的失去，所以我可以一边就是在失去视力的慢慢失去视力的同时，一边来改造我的房子，让我可以准备好这个生活的困难。比方说我可以在微波炉上粘贴纸或者增加一些触觉的一些机关。那我把我的喝水的杯子呢从玻璃杯变成了塑料杯，因为我很容易打碎杯子。
还有您那个出行，就是去坐公交车啊，离开屋子啊，回到屋子啊，然后在屋子里走动啊，那这些应该有什么样的技巧呢？
Do you have any experience or skills that can share with us when you go outside, taking a bus or move around inside your house?
Well, I don't have much of a center vision, but I have a peripheral vision, side vision.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk, I don't run into things. I know where the door is.I can't tell what color is the door. I know there's a person coming to me. I can tell there's a person coming to me, but I can't tell if this person is man or woman. But I don't run into things or a person. When I stop... Okay, maybe you should... Sorry.
由于我呢是中心的视力，我的视野的中间呢就是说看不见了，但是我两侧呢视野还是有的，所以我不会撞上一个东西，因为我可以看到一个人或者一个东西正在靠近，我不会去撞上它，但是我看到一个人走过来，但是我看不出这个人是男的还是女的，但是我是不会撞上它，因为我的视力呢是中间没有，但是两侧还是能看见。
When I stopped driving, the first thing I had to do was ride a bus. And then I go, wow, I'm riding a bus. Because I was driving like 25 years. So first I go, wow, it's going to be interesting. But once I started to ride in bus, you feel like you're environmentalist.And also, when you ride a bus, especially Seattle bus, it's really exciting. There's a lot of interesting people start riding during the daytime. And then you just started communicating with them. And I just started feel more like a Seattle, like live Seattle, by just riding bus. So I actually recommend to anyone to ride bus.
一开始我不开车了，我就是不再开车的时候呢，我就要乘车。那个时候感觉是非常新鲜奇怪的一件事，因为我已经开了25年车，所以乘公交车就是很有趣。那我一下子感觉到自己好像是个环境主义者，环境保护的这个人。因为但是在西雅图乘公交车呢也是很刺激很开心的事，在车上可以碰到很多有趣的人，我就跟他们交流，我就更加觉得我是一个很活跃的西雅图人了。
我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
为纪念我们的祖先，在清明节来临之际，我们邀请您在3月23日以及4月5日参加在西雅图地区的 Evergreen Washelli Cemetery， 以及3月23日和4月6日分别在贝尔维尤市堕日山纪念公园以及在兰顿市的绿幕纪念公园举行的清明节庆祝活动。请致电206-539-1747，206-539-1747，或者访问网站清明seattle.com， 也就是 chingming seattle.com。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目，我们的嘉宾是田中慧女士。那么她呢是一位盲人，也在一个非营利组织的这个华盛顿州盲人协会西雅图分会的一个理事会的成员，也希望通过她自己的努力能够帮助更多的盲人啊，那这个很了不起。
Welcome back to our American story. Tonight, our guest is Megumi, who is a board member from United Blind of Seattle Chapter, Washington Council of the Blind. She's come here to share us with her stories. Hopefully, we can help more blind people.
就是我知道您就是用手机啊，什么都是好像都是正常的使用的。那这里有没有什么诀窍吗？
I saw you use your cell phone as every one of us. Do you have any techniques that you handle your cell phone so well?
Actually, the Department Service for the Blind got me a trainer who actually live in New York, Long Island, New York. And he's my trainer, and he's been helping me use the iPhone for over a year, actually. But it's maybe one or two lessons a month. And, go ahead.
Okay. 我呢在美国盲人服务部门呢给我安排了一位培训师，他呢是住在纽约长岛，他每个月给我上1到2次课，教我怎么用手机 cell phone 的技巧。
So I'm pretty comfortable using my iPhone with VoiceOver, and there's so many apps for blind as well. And I have actually there's a lot of audiobooks. I have 4 English audiobooks from library, and I have 2 different books in Japanese from a Japanese audio app.
我现在用我的 iPhone 呢，已经用得很舒服了。我通过一些语音的软件来用我的手机，就是苹果手机。那现在有很多专门给盲人设计提供的一些手机 App， 我也有，我的手机里现在就有四本有声书，英语的，的图书馆借的，还有两本日文的有声书。
嗯，太棒了。Continue.
Oh, okay. Then, well, so I can actually do pretty much, I was working with just iPhone. I can send email, I can do text, I can do all kinds of different things that people do because I dictate. So when it's a lot quicker than typing, actually, when you dictate. We actually have a technology committee, and we share all the technology for the blind.
我现在呢，用手机，一部手机帮我解决了几乎很多的问题。我用手机发邮件，用手机联系工作。我是通过一些听写的方式来输入，做语音输入，那是也非常的快。我们有专门一个技术委员会来指导盲人朋友用手机这样的技术。
So, I have an iPhone and it's multilingual, so you can set it to your own language, and that's a lot easier for some people, some immigrants. So,
我的 iPhone 上呢有很多种语言，所以你就是可以设置成自己的母语的语言，那这对移民的朋友来说是非常方便的。
I listen to a lot of YouTubes, and I'm busy with all kinds of stuff on my iPhone. That's my tool.
iPhone 是我的一个好工具，我用它来看 YouTube 上面的视频，听 YouTube 的上面的视频，所以手机让我也很忙碌。
我听说您比较喜欢就是，美国还有华盛顿州有关盲人的一些法律，然后你想要把他们推广到日本去，是吗？
We have heard that you liked some laws that the U.S. or Washington State have for blind people. You would like to export to Japan. Is that true?
Oh, okay. Well, so it's not Washington State. It's actually the federal law. It's mm-hmm. called American Disability Act, mm-hmm. which is that you're not.You are trying to help disability people, not just blind, all kinds of disability people. And it's a law that you cannot discriminate disability people. And it was passed in 1990, which is 29 years ago. So now United States is a really, really easy place to live for the disability people.
这个法律呢不是华盛顿州的，这是联邦政府的一个法律，就是叫 ADA， 就是在1990年的时候，也就是29年前通过的，它就是对所有的残障人士，并不只是盲人，所以它就是法律规定了不可以歧视任何残障人士，所以现在在美国呢，有残疾的人生活还是非常方便的。
So Japan has a similar law, but not quite. And what I'm trying to do right now is I am bringing this concept of ADA to Japan, and I'm trying to talk to people. They have a similar law, but they're not familiar with it, the whole The society is not familiar with that law. So that's kind of like a goal. It's been in the U.S., it's been 29 years. So everybody's familiar with that.
日本呢也有一个近似的一个法律，但是还没有像美国，就是美国残障法令这样的一个概念。所以我现在想要做的事情呢，就是把他们这个法令的概念，就是不能歧视残疾人士这样的概念呢，就推广到日本去，因为在美国这个法令已经是有29年了，所以大家都很熟悉它。那日本呢，暂时还没有一个像完全像 比较近似的法律。
啊，好，我们今天节目马上到尾声了，那么因为这个机会非常难得，我们也非常荣幸能够请到那个田中慧女士来分享她的经历，所以呢，我很想就是替我们听众朋友问一些，就是说，一旦就是碰到疾病啊，比如说比如说不管是眼睛看不见了，耳朵听不见了，应该用什么样的态度或者心态去面对它，能够使它对自己的生活造成最小的影响带来。
Okay, time is running fast. So in this very precious opportunity, I would like to ask one question for our audience. So when we encounter difficulties with hearing, vision, or any kind of disability or disease, what kind of attitude we should have to our life and our career?
So right now, we were talking about changing a word from disability to different ability. Disability sounds to me like there's a person who cannot do things. But different ability is something that each individual is different and has a different ability. I think that kind of a concept the whole world should have, not just disability people going out to the society, but the people who they think they're healthy should treat disability people as a different ability person.
现在呢，我们都在谈论改变世界，所以我呢希望就是说把残疾这种概念也对于它有一个改变，从残疾失能，就是残障失去的能力，理解成为新的，就是残疾人士，他们具有了一种不同的能力，因为每个人都有自己不同的能力，所以我们不要像原来一样把残疾人士认为他们是失去能力的人，而是把他们看成他们是具有不同的另外一种能力的人。
在这种情况下应该用什么样的心态面对你的能力有变化的情况？
So, what kind of a philosophy or attitude we should have when you see your ability switch from
different?
It's become different.
Yeah, whole world, every human has a different ability. That's all it is. And if some people can't see, some people can't run, some people can't talk, but it's all different. It's not disability. So the concept is we as a whole world should shift the concept towards to respect everybody with a different ability.
那每个人都有自己不同的能力，有的人每个人只有这不同的能力，也会具有不同的一些能力方面的缺失，比方说有的人不能看不见，有的人听不见，有的人不能跑，而我们是具有不同的能力，所以我们全世界的人现在应该都尊重每一个人他自己独特的那种能力，而不是要把残疾人士认为他们是失去能力的人。
那我们我相信我们听众朋友当中也有人是视力或者其他方面的能力是不同的，那么或者说有的人也是失去视力的，那么他们您对他们有什么建议吗？
What advice would you give to people with the visual impairment or other loss of some kind of abilities?
I have a lot of friends who go to book club, different event. We have lots of event. So if you are visually impaired, staying home, look into it. There's a lot of fun things out there. So just to see what society is how nice the society is now, not like 100 years ago, not like 50 years ago. There is a lot of accessibilities that is there. There's inclusiveness is there.
现在呢，我们现在有外面有非常丰富的活动，如果一些市民或其他的一些残障人士呢，他们不要就是窝在家里，让他们看看外面的世界。现在外面的世界很精彩，外面的人也很包容。
OK， 那今天我们非常感谢田中慧女士做客我们下头中文电台的美国故事栏目。我也希望我们听众朋友能够从田中慧女士的经历当中有所得。谢谢大家，也谢谢田中慧女士。谢谢洛伊的翻译。
Thank you for being our guest, Megumi. Thank you. And I hope everyone can get benefit from your talking.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate
Thank you.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。